Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Rachel, and may I have your zip code to pull up your account, please?
Rachel, let me give you the order number, please.
Okay.
8677953833.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. May I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Zoob. Zoob.
Okay, thank you.
I just received an email. And yes, let you just what? Look it up?
No, ma'am. I'm just confirming the order number. You said it's 8677953833?
Absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay, I'm not accessing anything yet with the order number.
Sure not.
Order ID.
You wouldn't, would you? We just received an email with this phone number, but you wouldn't access it, would you?
We're a 24/7 call center, and it's a recorded line. Since we don't process the orders, we just depend on the information that it's provided to try to access from the database. So it's 400 online companies. If you have processed an order or made a payment, I would be able to access. So I'm assuming, though, that something processed with that order confirmation.
The order was processed and payment was received.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you please provide me with the spelling of your last name to try to access some information?
I already did.
Okay, can you please spell that last name again for me?
Yeah, it's four letters, Miss. Four letters. Z O O B for Bravo. Yeah, just four letters.
Okay, Z O O B.
Z for zebra. Shall I spell it for you phonetically? Z for zebra.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get that? Can you repeat that?
I just
that
really need
back?
The last letter, ma'am. Z O O. I'll do my best to assist if you're a little bit
B
upset.
B for Bravo.
Okay.
B for Bravo. Mm-hmm.
Okay, B for Bravo, two letter O's.
Yeah, we did that. That's four
letters. Okay, so that's the last name, B O O?
No, it's Z O O B. You asked
okay.
me for the last letter, not the
okay.
first.
Okay, Z-O-O-B is the last name. May I have the spelling of your first name, please?
It's Z-H-A-N-N-A.
Okay, Z-H-A-N-N-A.
Double N-A.
Double M-A? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right, so Z-H-A, I'm sorry. Z-H-A.
Sure. Double N-A. I never had such trouble.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. Are you saying W-M-A? I don't know a letter that's called double M-A.
N. Okay. Double N. So we will go phonetically. Z for Zulu, H for Harry, A for Apple, N for Nancy again, A for Apple.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that spelling. And I'm sorry, but I'm not trying to further irritate you. But with the order that you processed, what was the item?
That's the mystery. We received free of charge vacuum cleaner, Dyson. But what I received, an email for some diet, special diet and recipe ebook, which we never ordered. So I think it's an incredible fraud, whoever's doing this, and I have no idea, but I've got the phone number that involves the two numbers that involve this fraud, but it's definitely fraud. We never ordered anything like that.
Okay. Well, we don't have information unless we're able to access something from the database. Did you complete?
So you don't have that information, right? We completed a survey for Costco.
Okay.
And this is a result of it. So I don't believe this was a Costco, and so we're going to call Costco now. We will provide all this information to the Costco. that somebody's using their name in order to dupe people into making purchases.
Okay, ma'am, you're fine to take whatever course you would like to take. We just
so
endeavor
you cannot,
to...
This number that's given for customer support does not exist because you're telling me the order, this order is not with you, correct?
No, ma'am. What I'm saying on the recorded line is the name that you just provided to me. I'm not accessing information. So either
it's
because...
I gave you the order number.
Yes, ma'am, I didn't. Yes, ma'am, I didn't pull up anything with the order number. I tried it in two separate fields for product and order ID. It didn't access anything with either one. So either what you process...
And I tell you it was an ebook, diet and recipe ebook.
Yes, ma'am. We don't. There are 400 online companies, but none of them provide recipe and diet
told me
e-books.
You told me it was four companies. Now it's 400.
No, ma'am. This is a recorded line. It's never been four companies. It's 400 online companies. Now, if you want to provide card information from a charge that you've been billed, I'd be happy to settle it to let you know if there's something I can pull up for you.
No. How do you recommend we cancel this order?
On the recorded line, I don't have an order. That's what I'm trying to explain. There is no
order.
If you'd like...
The order, the number that I provided you with right now, the order number, and I'm recording our conversation, 867-795-383, I would like to cancel because I've never ordered anything of the sort.
Okay, on the recorded line, ma'am, I'm not refusing assistance. We don't have an account. If you feel that there is a delay in the system uploading information, you can give us a call back in about 30 minutes. We're a 24/7 call center. But right now, I'm not pulling up anything with your name.
Okay, so you think you do not immediately see on your system immediate orders? It's delayed. Is that what you're saying to me?
I'm offering that as an option to you because... I'm not pulling up anything. I'm continually clicking show results with the first name for Z-H-A-M-M-A, last name of Z-O-O-B.
No, it's not M-M-A. It's not M-M-A, miss. It's N-N-N-A.
I'm sorry?
It's never been M-M-A. It's N-N, Nancy Nancy A, not Mother Mother A. It's Nancy Nancy A.
Okay. Let's see.
Obviously. A long time spelling.
Okay. With the with the first name of Z H A N N A, last name Z O O B. The
Z
system
for zebra. O O B.
The system is still not accessing any information with your first and last name.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.